Genesis Avalon, Patriot, Episode 18, To Refresh the Tree of Liberty.
To this little witch hunt, I was really going for more of a shooting fish in a barrel vibe. You know, dynamite in the lake.
I told you that the Celts could not be trusted.
And I told you it doesn't change anything, Nick. Calhoun will either find Genesis Avalon and her husband, or he will die trying. Either way, those are dead bodies we can use to remind the public why heroes are anything but. We still steer the people to trust us, and only us. Besides, something tells me that the Morgans showing up wasn't exactly planned. Probably causing as many problems for them as it is for us.
The plan was simple in its design. We sowed the seeds, watered the fields, and when it came time to reap, weeds had choked the crops we so carefully nurtured. How is it that a plan to execute one mortal woman turned into one fully present goddess in her vessel and three other blessed heroes? Who do they even belong to? This Patriot, Vanguard, and Minuteman? They were just various factions of the Resistance, barely an inconvenience before.
I'm sorry, are you asking me if I know every single god out here that might be tapping people with powers? I mean, do you pay attention to every bee that pollinates a flower? Don't answer that. Oh, great.
Your incompetence grows tiresome.
Wow. Okay, first of all, absolutely uncalled for. Second of all, why don't you clean your own house first before you start blaming all of this on us? We had a deal with clear parameters.
We orchestrated the kidnapping of the depowered priest of Avalon. Tunanu prepared the way for the death of the depowered priestess so that your king would have the required motivation to not only go to war, but to ensure he would commit to the action.
Do you notice the key word there? Depowered. Depowered, as in not powered. Not rocking up to the club with the bloodthirsty war goddess and reinforcements. This was supposed to be simple. She goes to find her little freedom fighter buddies, they all come to the execution, and I kill them all. If you don't like that the Morgan got involved, that sounds like a you problem.
Because when I gave you this task, I expected you to be efficient, not play with your damn food.
You knew my reputation when you agreed to this, Aron. This was always going to be a multi-course meal.
Devour them whole and stop wasting my time!
Fine, I'll wait. Just go.
No. You don't get to come over here and renegotiate the terms when you're the one who changed them. You promised no divine involvement. Your side broke that. Not just with Genesis Avalon, but with this Patriot problem.
The Patriot is not of my doing. He is strictly an invention caused by you.
What in the name of Calipigia's ass are you talking about?
Impossible. Such things haven't happened in centuries.
Then perhaps you should clean your own house. Or when the Fae King is ready, I will be sure that he conveniently forgets that you two are supposed to survive the tragic attack on the presidential line of succession. Uphold the deal we struck, Tunanu. I will be watching.
Clutching. Ah, it's real classy. Asshole.
He speaks of new gods.
He speaks out of his ass. Gods don't just show up brand new. Sure, you can be created by another god, end up immortal somehow, but someone has to tap you. And there isn't a single pantheon that America worships except themselves. This entire country is made of sheep, willing to follow any blood-soaked flag so long as we tell them it's what makes them American. That's why we picked this place. It is the land of the godless.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Jones, I don't think we've actually met.
Ambassador Kinsey, your reputation precedes you. You've done great work abroad, from what I've been told. The President has nothing but good things to say about you.
Is there something I can do for you, Ambassador? I normally try to keep my nose out of international politics. I leave that to the esteemed Commander-in-Chief.
I see. President Kramer doesn't seem to care much for them either. He's been very hands-off, which is quite nice, but it does mean that I'm afraid no one's really given me the scope of what's been happening back on the home front. Figured it was time I came back for a visit while we sort out this tedious mess with the United Kingdom. The last thing we need is a bunch of our oldest allies starting to squabble because some made-up monarch of Gumdrop Kingdom thinks we need to give back a terrorist. I heard you lost him, by the way.
Yeah? And who'd you hear that from?
I still pay my donations to the Freedom and Security Party, Mr. Vice President. I do still know some of the Stewart leadership. They wanted me to know in case it changed things with the UK delegation. Does it?
Not a bit. If they want to go to war, let them. Bunch of ankle-biting runts. They don't frighten me, they shouldn't frighten anyone. You can tell King Arthur if he wanted to pick a fight, he should have put Avalon in Russia. At least he'd already have the arsenal and no one would be bitching about the land he's taking. If you'll excuse me, I have to get ready for my next cabinet meeting. One of maybe seven today. I'm sure you can see yourself out.
Oh, of course. Sorry to bother you. By the way, this Patriot character, how long has that been a problem?
I wouldn't call him a problem, Madam Ambassador. Just another weirdo in a mask who thinks he's a hero. And we know how I deal with those.
Oh, that I do. Darling, how are things? I need a favor. I need to know more about this Patriot and exactly what's happened since I left.
Okay, Sam, set that crate down over there. Leo, you help Julian unpack the pallet Avalon just dropped off. Wait, speaking of Avalon, where did she put the...
Over here, Evan. That's the last of the supplies. Where do you want me to put the van?
There's a parking garage a few blocks over. The first floor caved in last year, so no one's using it, but if you drop it off on the roof, we can have you grab it next time.
Sounds good. Be right back.
You sure the hospital can do without these supplies? I mean, they lost half a floor in the collapse. Seems like they need this more than us.
Well, I made sure to check that they had enough to keep them going until their next supply order, but that's assuming they'll be open in a week. Every time a hospital gets critically damaged in this city, the stewards just condemn it.
Oh, good, good. The stewards are building inspectors too now. That's great. I mean, what can't they do? Not beat people up. They have zero idea how to not beat people up.
Sorry. Hang on.
I don't feel
just
so good.
Let's get you up there. Evan! Hey! I need someone over here.
Casey, what the hell happened to you?
Blood's not mine. It's his.
Sam, that fridge over there, grab me a bag of O-negative. There's a bag of saline next to it, bring that too. Leo, the IV is...
Yeah, I'm on it.
That's right.
Hang on, Ben. You need to let go of your arm, let me see what I'm working with.
Into the crowd.
Oh, damn it, I can't see. Damn it.
What the hell is that... Ben, what happened to him?
Gunshot. Ohio. Near prison. I got him back fast as I could. I need my chair.
Got it, Casey!
Ugh. Dios. Why does blood have to smell so bad?
Here. It's not much, but I figure a wet rag to wipe your face is better than nothing.
Looks like the bullet's still in. That's gonna get infected. Leo, the top drawer, I need the forceps.
Forceps. Here. Come on, man, you gotta stay awake.
What was he doing in a prison in Ohio?
I don't know, but it involved his dad, so I'm going to guess the stewards were being complete pendejos. We're gonna have to ask him.
Okay. Okay, it's out. Good job, Ben. Almost done.
A bullet did that.
High-velocity, hypercharged rounds. He's lucky this is all it did, but I'm thinking it's not luck. It's probably the fact that he's got someone looking out for him. Okay. Those staples are going to hurt like hell if you move a bunch, so just take it easy for a minute. The meds will kick in soon. Just tell me how you're feeling.
Like I just got shot? And Patriot bailed on me? So... not great.
Isn't Patriot your uncle? Father?
My dad. And honestly, not even sure he's that anymore right now. I think there's something really wrong with him. I feel like I don't even know him. Like he's not my dad.
Hey, guys, can you give me and Ben a minute? He needs to let the meds work anyway.
Don't grill him.
I don't plan on it. I know what it feels like to have a crappy parent. Figured he could use someone to talk to.
Okay, fair point.
Be right outside if you need me.
So, want some music?
Nah, the stuff they play here is really old. Mostly because it's all Evan CDs. Can you believe there isn't a single Bluetooth speaker in this whole place?
I was gonna say that you should just use the little headphone cables, and then I remembered phones don't have those anymore, and I feel super old. So, what's going on with you and your dad? I mean... last time I saw him, he crossed a line. I barely had a chance to talk to you before you left, and then a couple days later, this happens.
I thought I could help him.
With what?
I don't know. With all of it? He was just looking out for me. I thought maybe he just lost his temper because he's always worried about me, and then the stewards were gonna shoot me. Felt like crap that Casey wouldn't help me find him. Felt like everyone decided he just wasn't their problem anymore. So I went to find him.
I'm sorry if you thought I was dismissing your concerns. I've just been trying to figure out where Avalon fits into all of this and...
I'm not blaming you. I know Dad does, but I don't. And I know you know that, because otherwise you wouldn't have been all, I'm Genesis Avalon, and I'm gonna just summon the Goddess of War because that's a super lit thing I totally do.
Oh, that sounds really egotistical when you put it like that.
Whatever, you earned it.
Don't think I don't see what you're doing. I know what it feels like when a parent lets you down. Repeatedly. Because one minute they're one way, and the next they're... someone you don't recognize.
Dad always said he didn't want me to know what it was like for him during Afghanistan. But it almost feels like I'm seeing the worst of that when he sees the stewards. I mean, before it did. This time, it was different. It was us or them. And he didn't care who got in the way. Including me.
Because he's not thinking about anyone else right now. It's about the cause. And everyone can have one that they get obsessed with, their thing. And for some people, that's how they get through life. For my dad, that was money, success. Made him leave his kid and his wife, and ultimately, it killed him. For my mom, I think it was that she's always been trying to fill a void. She didn't feel whole without it, whatever it was, so for a long time, it was drugs. And she said terrible things when she was on them, and when she couldn't get them. Those hurt more most of the time. And it's easy to feel like you caused it, or somehow you're making them worse, but you're not. And I don't think your dad is a bad person.
You didn't see him today. He let them mow down civilians, and he ran headlong into it. Like they were shields, not people. That's not my dad.
Maybe he's not himself right now. But that doesn't change the fact that he hurt you, or that he's hurting other people.
But if I don't help him...
You can't always help your parents, Ben. They're the adults. Not you. It's not on you to be the mature one. But it's really easy for us to forget that our parents are just like us. Flawed and just trying to figure it all out. But it's not on you to fix him. You can try to reach him, but don't get lost yourself in the process. Sometimes the best thing you can do is say what you need to say and let them go.
I know he cares. He cares about people. It's why he started fighting. He cared about people being free to make their own decisions, good or bad. He was sick of knowing that the world was always gonna be different for him and me than it would be for you or Casey or anyone else. That people let stupid crap like what we look like or who we love just tear us apart. And I agreed that the people in charge needed to be taken out of power. But not like this. And if we let innocent people die and stop caring about them, then that's not fighting a revolution. That's not changing things. That's just becoming a soldier without knowing whose orders you're following. And I don't want that. There's gotta be a better way to do this. It's not enough to want to fight. You have to know who to fight. That's what it means to be a patriot, right? You defend your country from its enemies. But when the people in charge of the country are actively trying to destroy the ideals you stand for, then that means fighting the government, but not innocent people.
Well, I guess you know what to say to your dad. And apparently, I think whatever gives you your powers agrees with you.
My arm doesn't even hurt anymore. I gotta find my dad. I have to stop this now before he makes it worse.
I'll go with you.
No. I would love to have you with me. Believe me, that would be really awesome. But I have to do this alone. Like you said, I have to say what I need to say, and then I need to let him go. Besides, this isn't your fight. Thank you for everything. And if this goes badly, well, at least I can say my hero gave me a really cool speech beforehand.
Ben, wait! And this is why I can't fathom the idea of kids. Be safe, Ben. Casey! We need to be on the lookout for Patriot. Something's about to go down.
What? should take care of their comms unit.
Dad, we need to talk.
You came back. I thought you abandoned the fight.
I didn't. I was shot. You left me behind.
You couldn't keep up and ran.
Are you not listening to me? I was shot. I nearly died. Vanguard saved me.
You're here now? Couldn't have been that bad. Come on. I just took out the comms to the facility. I have a map. If we go this way, we can...
Dad! Listen to me! What are you even doing here?
Making a statement. They think they can sit all comfortable in their control towers? Well, I'm taking those towers down.
Yeah, at any cost. Town folk get shot up, that's fine. Your own son gets shot up, and that's fine.
Town folk who haven't turned against the stewards are complicit. Anyone not with us is against us.
Bullshit! They're civilians! They are the ones we are supposed to protect!
They are the ones who should be our army!
And what about me? I get shot, that's just a casualty of war.
You know the risks, and I can't compromise the mission for one man down.
Listen to yourself, Dad! All this? Going after this prison? Using the townsfolk as shields? This isn't some noble cause for freedom and fighting fascists. This is terrorism. This is insurgency. This is what you fought in Afghanistan.
And it worked there. They won. They must have been doing something right.
But it's not how we do things. We are supposed to be better. Fight smarter. Inspire people to help us. Not terrify them into hiding or running, or even worse, using them as collateral damage.
Inspiring the people is your superpower, remember?
Yeah. And yours is breaking things. Look around, Dad, because this is pretty broken. You and I, we're pretty damn broken. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
Then quit. I can do this without you.
Oh, you don't get it. If I'm done, you're done. This is the stupidest plan ever. All that's going to happen here is you're going to break things, make a mess that I have to clean up, and make things worse for our cause. Make the stewards clench their fists tighter. Make the people afraid of us even more than they already are. You've lost this fight, Dad. You're done.
I am your father! You don't tell me what to do, son!
I'm not talking to my father right now. My father wouldn't put innocent civilians in danger, even if they were letting stewards into their city. My father wouldn't just attack a steward prison with no plan. My father cares about me when I get hurt. He knows when to call a retreat, a regroup. My father knows how to work with a team. You lost all that because all you care about is being the Patriot.
That's all I have now!
You had me! And you pushed me away! You did that! And it's over. It's done.
Do you think you are to talk to me like that?
Someone who cares about saving this country and saving his family more than you do.
What? What happened? What did you do?
What I should have done weeks ago. You're done, Dad. You need to power down for a while before you get yourself killed. Come on. I'm getting you out of here.
In here! It's still in here! Get the door open now!
That door is the only way out.
Then we go through that door. Stand back.
This is the one.
Come on! We're getting out of here, even if I have to take down every steward in this place to do it. Just try to stay behind me. This way!
It's time! Attack!
These guys are everywhere.
Turn left here. There's a motor pool. I can get the gate forced open. I just need to power up. Nothing is happening.
Close the gate!
I got it. Just be ready to run. Go! Dad! Go!
I'm out!
Hold on, Dad. We're about to go fast.
How did you get so strong?
Just hold on.
Get the hell off of me! What is wrong with you? You think that leaving the job half-finished is going to change a damn thing? You left witnesses. They're going to come after you.
They're already coming for us, Dad. Every minute of every day, we have targets on our backs. You taught me that. Not Patriot. You. John. My dad. The guy who came back from his tours disgusted with himself and what the U.S. did, claiming it was for freedom. And that's the guy this world needs. Not a bully who wants to burn the world around him.
You're too soft.
And you're too goddamn stubborn. I'm done listening to you on this. I'm taking you back to the Freedom Press, and you're gonna take a break.
No.
Dad, I'm not gonna do things your way. Your way hasn't worked for a while. It did before, but you're going too far. Too many people are getting killed. If we're going to win this, we have to be smarter. It's not enough to just swoop in and save people like Vanguard. And being a patriot doesn't mean that you lose track of the country you serve. You serve the people, not the flag. So I need to do this differently.
Then, you do this on your own.
You're really gonna make me drag you home. You're a grown-ass man. That's not how I wanted to bring my dad back.
Well, then you get your wish. I'm not going with you. And it looks like I can't stop you anyway. Whatever spirit of revolution I had is gone now. So you do what you want. You think you're a man now, so act like it. But I'm not helping you get yourself killed.
I can't leave you here. They're gonna arrest you.
I don't need to be patriot to disappear. Now go. Go!
I'm finding you when this is over.
Ben, you better make sure it ends, son.
Move out! Patriots sighted!
Wait! Where the hell did he go?
There's no one here!
How is it possible that there's been nothing about them anywhere? Youngstown, Ohio isn't exactly Los Angeles. It's not like it's hard to find some chatter.
I don't know. Something's wrong. I can't get my domestic channels to work.
Casey, I think I found a way into the global satellite network to get back out to the UK. I had to shut down all the other traffic on the network.
That would be why my domestic channels are messed up.
Sorry, I figured it was better to beg for forgiveness than ask permission.
No, it's fine. I can work with that.
We need you to see if you can break the encryption, though.
That should be easy enough.
Easy, she says.
Well, when you can move super fast, that means you can move as fast as the computer can sometimes. Not all the time. Not quantum computing fast, but thankfully, the government technology is always 20 years behind, it seems like.
Really hope we can reach my brother. I'm gonna give him a tongue lashing so fierce he'll be worried our gran will rise up from the dead to backhand him.
I can't decide if that's a valid threat or if you just mix two of them up, but believe me, he owes me some answers too. Just hoping Noir made it back safely.
If he did, he has enough information to bury the US government in paperwork and diplomatic hearings for a year.
So that was what you put on the SIM card for his collar. Clever.
Worthy. Just. Calculating. Inspiring.
What the hell?
Brave. Decisive.
The Vanguard sent the call.
The Patriot sounded the alarm.
The Minuteman answered.
He is the one.
Rest, Vanguard.
What just happened?
Oi, Casey. You all right, love?
Casey? Hey, answer me. Look at me. Maybe we should get Evan.
No, I'm here. I can finish this. Hang on. Okay. See if we can get a signal now.
Damn. Well, it rang. But it's gone dead already. Why?
We lost the satellite uplink.
I thought you said Casey could crack it.
No, I mean the satellite lost communication with the surface. It was turned off at the source.
Please tell me we didn't just take the bait for a trap.
You don't want me to answer that.
I'll go check with Sam and Leo. Hang on.
What's going on?
Mierda, hijo de su chingada puta madre, cabrón!
What? Patriot?
He's gone. I mean, my dad. He's not Patriot anymore, and he wouldn't come back with me.
That explains why I can't run anymore. All the bad timing.
You can't run?
Guessing you had something to do with it.
All I did was stop my dad from hurting more people. I don't know. He can't turn into Patriot anymore, and now I'm a lot stronger.
And faster. A lot faster.
They picked you. The spirit's a revolution. I heard them. They said you were worthy.
Western entrance alarm. Sam and Leo were doing a watch shift for us at that entrance.
Put the camera footage through here. Who the hell is that?
You know, you can look at me like that all you bloody want. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of a yes, you were right.
Dude, you just said it. So, I mean, I'll take it. But also, I told you so. I'm just saying. I'm glad you figured it out. This is everyone's fight, and we need all the help we can get.
I hope you mean that. I truly do.
Who the hell are you?
I'm probably the only person who can help this Freedom Press get what they want. So, who's going to introduce me to the person in charge?
Featuring the voice talents of Laura Post as Jaina Tyler, Genesis Avalon, Ben Hernandez as Ben Pelson, Minuteman, Juwan Royal as John Pelson, Patriot, David Ault as Sam Tyler, Anthony Fleece as Julian Alexander, Anna Kelly Rodriguez as Casey Sloan, Vanguard, M. Ciro Garcia as Kerry Arthur, Mark Allen Jr. as Evan Spencer and Steward 3, Paul Brueggemann as Leo Blake, Devin Boer as Ryan, Pete Mylan as Tom Connors, Tunanu, Eric Valdez as Nick Jones, Ninurta, Dante Majors as Iran, Chris Remo as Steward 1, Ted Hazard as Steward 2, and Tilly Bridges as Ambassador Kinsey. Sensitivity readers Mark Allen Jr. and Sarah Palmero. Written by Catherine Pride and Chris Bays. Music by Josh Mullen at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Catherine Pride. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2024, Pendant Productions. Genesis Avalon, created by Catherine Pride. Copyright 2024, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.